Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Thursday, July the 11th, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, all over the globe. Thank you, SAT team, for connecting us with what they said was at least 17.6 million listeners tonight or more. Thank you for that. Thanks, everybody, for listening and coming in. And this should be, I know I've said this before, but I look for this call quite possibly to be our final call. And I've got reason to say that, reasons to back that up. So let's enjoy this call, and let's consider it sort of a pre-celebration call. And let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what will be a wonderful teaching, I'm sure, that she has prepared for us. Thank you, Lord God, above for all that you do for us. We are truly grateful. We thank you for so many things that we have, so many things that are coming our way. And we thank you that we have oneness with you, that we can have fellowship with you because of an even better covenant that you brought to us that was based on grace, the grace of God, as Ephesians 2, 8, and 9 states, that it is the grace of God by which you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, lest any man or person should boast. And I love the fact that we have that assurance, that we have just a beautiful oneness of fellowship with you, and thank you for your Son, Jesus, and everything that he did to make that possible for us. Lord, give us a great night tonight, a good call, and thank you for bringing this blessing to us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, we really enjoyed Tuesday night's teaching.
I know.
To me, it was one of the best. It took us in a new direction. It took us into a kind of a cosmic experience of who God is to create this universe and create us as part of it. So I know Bob and I are both excited, and so is Big Call Universe excited to hear what you have to say tonight.
Well, this is going to leverage, expand that childlike wonder that you felt. And that's what was so stirring about last Tuesday's teaching. And this is related to it. And it's called Have a Childlike Faith. The scripture talks about how we need to have childlike faith. Children don't try to figure things out. When you tell your child that you're going to buy them something or take them somewhere, they don't worry about it. They don't wonder if you have the means. And they don't lose sleep over whether it's going to happen. They trust you. When our daughter was about 10 years old, she loved to go to Disneyland. We hadn't been there in 5 years, and I was putting her to bed one night when she said, "Can we go to Disneyland again?" I answered almost in passing, "Sure we can," kind of like, okay, right? She said, "You promise?" And I responded, "Yes, I promise." I think I'm going to be using this. She smiled very big. Then I kissed her and went to bed. Early the next morning, before I was even out of bed, she came running out into our bedroom. She didn't say good morning or how are you or I love you. No, she said, "Daddy, when are we going to Disneyland?" It was never if, it was when. She
yeah.
had so much confidence in me, she knew that I wouldn't break my promise, that it was just a matter of time.
Yeah.
Never once did she say, can I check the finances to see if we can afford to go to Disneyland? Can I study your schedule? What if we can't get flights? What if the hotels are booked? What if something comes up at the church? She didn't worry about any of the details. She didn't concern herself about how it was going to happen. Why? She knew that her father would take care of that. You know that feeling. She knew that I wouldn't have promised if I couldn't deliver it. She also knew that I'm human and I could let her down. I could break my promise and not keep my word. Yet she had this incredible trust in me. What would happen if we had that same kind of trust in God? Oopsie, in our Heavenly Father, knowing that He cannot fail, that He cannot go back on His word. God, You promised that is for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You promised that I would lend and not borrow. You promised that I would get well. I'm not going to worry about how it's going to happen. I'm not going to go around stressed because I don't see anything changing. I'm not going to be wondering if it's going to work out, if I'm going to meet the right person, or if I'm going to accomplish my dreams. God, I trust You. I believe You are true to Your word. In Your perfect timing and in Your own way, You will bring Your promise to pass. That is a childlike faith. You're not trying to figure out all the details. You're not wondering if He has the funds, if He knows the right people, or what will happen if the obstacle is too big. God controls the universe, and God is working through you as you. He wouldn't have promised what He promised if He wasn't going to bring it to pass through you. That's our teaching, and it's dedicated to everything that matters and the beautiful people that we know on the Big Call and in the pod. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. How beautiful. That was really cool, and I'm sure many of us could kind of think back when we were children, and were we able to have that kind of faith with our own parents. And what I take from this teaching, beyond this example of going to Disneyland, is can we as adults have that same level of faith to believe God for things that we want and that we expect and that we look forward to? And can we keep that same level of trust with each other? Can we trust each other? And can we love each other enough to, when one of us gives our word or says, yes, I will do this, and yes, I will do that, or no, I won't do this and won't do that, can we take that person at his or her word? Can we rely on the trust and the promises of another person as we rely on the promises of God? If we can extend what God is telling us and we receive it by faith, can we not only receive it from God, but also from other people that we know based on their word and what they're saying. When someone says, yes, I will do this, and they basically are saying they will, and they give you their word, can you trust it? Can you trust it like you can trust God's word? That's what we hope to be able to do. We hope to be able to trust it in that way. And when we give our word to other people, other friends, other people that we know, and maybe those that we don't know, we don't do it casually, but we do it sincerely, where it makes sense when we say, yes, I will, or yes, I won't do that, or no, I won't do that. I think that's really important, you know? Obviously, the big call has been set up with information and intel, things that we are receiving and that we're putting out that we believe at the time we're saying them that they're true. And I want everybody to understand that my intention at the time I do intel and bring out information, it's my very belief that the information I'm telling you is true. And at the time, it usually is. But things do change, and sometimes the intel doesn't come through. We've known that. We've known that for years. But a lot of information has come that has come true. And a lot of things have occurred behind the scenes that needed to happen before we receive this blessing. So, Sue, I like that teaching. It's so basic. It's wonderful. I can see that child looking to her father for surety and assurance that they are definitely going to go to Disneyland again, even though they don't know when or she doesn't know when. It's something that was promised. Just like this RV has been a promise to us. We will go to the other side. We will get to the other side, and we are breaking through to the other side. And this is a beautiful example of that. I just think it's, I like the childlike faith that I'm assuming this little girl used in talking with her father and looking forward to doing and going somewhere she really wanted to go. Well, thank you, Sue, for bringing that. That was valuable for us. Beautiful. Very much down to earth. Very real. And Bob, tell us what you gleaned from that teaching, please.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thanks. I agree with Bruce saying that this was a very simple teaching, but sometimes the simplest things can give rise to exactly what you need. And it's the kind of thing where people that might be carrying a heavy burden are so caught up in all of the things that are going wrong or have gone wrong that they can't see that having faith can be such a great and powerful tool. And I love the idea of promises and, you know, thinking, you know, of all the promises Jesus gave when he was on earth and promising to give us rest. All right, come to me and I'll give you rest. And what is that rest from? From your heavy burdens. And during the hardest times when maybe things seem to be piling up on you, this is the time to really pause and pray and trust and have faith in the promise of Jesus that he will give you rest. And perhaps then getting a short pause in your worries and just having that feeling of being given rest, you can then begin to vision a future that's very different from your heavy burden of the moment. And you can vision a future that is your chosen paradise here on earth. And you can hold fast to that, hold on to it, and know that because of the rest for your soul, the saving of your soul, gives you this freedom. And you can free yourself from the past and from your current belief about how things are and how they might never be. And our current situation really is a collection of things from the past. And the new, neuroscience research is now showing us that these memories that seem to be holding us hostage or holding us back are actually not in us. These memories and beliefs about the past are actually stored kind of like cloud computing, where people will say, okay, I'm using, this or that cloud system, and my pictures are saved in the cloud. Well, what do? When you want a picture from the cloud, you bring it down and you bring it onto your computer, your phone, so you can see it and enjoy it. And the past seems to be the same way. The memory that you have is not actually in your brain. It's actually being stored in the field, in the quantum field. And when you remember something, you're drawing it temporarily from the field into your current consciousness, just as if you're pulling something from the cloud into your random access memory of your computer. And with your knowing of this, and with your trust and faith that you will be given rest, you can decide to create a brand new image in the field. Create a new image and put that in the field and say, I'm going to tune to that new image whenever I feel that I need to get away from my burdens. And not only am I going to create this new image that I can choose to draw on, but I can imagine Jesus standing over this image I've created and giving a blessing to it. And that blessing over your vision of your own chosen paradise, that very blessing that Jesus will give it, that is your rest.
That's good.
Absolutely.
I like the way you expanded that, Bob, and went deeper into it.
Beautiful.
Very much so. Sue, I like this teaching. What did you think of it, and how did it make you feel? Did it bring anything to you from your past? Did it bring up any memories of your childhood wanting things like that?
Wow, it's like, which door do I want to enter into?
Right.
Wow, this is going to be challenging. I'm going to go to that in a moment, and I'm just going to say, now, what the teaching was pointing out was literally what the class just did in Startup Clarity, Strategic and Surprising New Keys to Surpass Humanitarian Startup Norms. And I'm going to say that just like Bob was talking about, you know, envisioning your life and going past what, you know, has been part of your past and how that is not a part of your local embodied self. That's a very, very significant and incredibly emergent thing to say, because we're about to enter into a time when the identification with problems, limitations, saying I have this, or some doctor or something saying you own that, is going to be proven untrue. Untrue in that, just like Christ was demonstrating, having childlike faith, and just like Bob was talking about, it's the image, it's the choice of what you choose to energize with your attention that gets created. So if you want to participate in the finite world that is looking at things as fixed, you have this linear, it's going to go from this place to this place to this place. That's what everybody's doing. But to have childlike faith is to do what we did on the class. And I'm going to suggest, I'm going to give this as a freebie. Concentrating on the beauty and the magnificence of your project. Not how it's going to get done, not anything, but we literally, to get past all that worry, all that busyness, the rest part is when you capture the whole, or whole meaning healed, healed image of what you choose to create. Christ didn't go, oh, I wonder if we can do this. He didn't go all left brain. He didn't get all analytical. He knew that his consciousness, his oneness, his knowing, Dad and I are one, Source, God and I are one. He knew that with so much pure knowing that was uncluttered with the intellect and the physical world. And he went off into silence a lot. A lot. And he did that so he can merge back into the oneness of the greater universe, which is why a lot of people wrote about Tuesday night's experience. Because I think all of us are about to embark on the journey of deeply, non-distractedly returning home, returning to the home and the oneness with God, returning to the rest and the simplification and the understanding that our outer experience will correspond to the inner experience of rest and wholeness that we created, and that's what the money, that's what the blessing is designed to do, is to give us the rest to redesign back into wholeness and unity with God. So for me, let's go back to you, Bruce. I had this picture that my mother or my grandmother took. And it's really cute. It's really cute. And it's of this little kid, the speaker. But you know what? I've had people that see me right now, and they go, you look exactly the same. Because I think in all of us is this, and if there could be anything we could all do, imagine igniting childlike faith and love and purity in the people that you're around. Can you imagine seeing people light up and be happy, and because you're in and resting in that childlike faith, and you give them the permission to do the same? That to me is everything, because that's where our power is. It's not in our intellect. It's in our joy. It's in our willingness to be what our hearts are calling forth. It's to believe in things that are beyond reason. And that's what everybody on this call has done. They've all believed in things that are way beyond what the world believes in. So that's why I love the teaching. That's why I like you and Bruce, you and Bob. And those are my comments.
Thank you, Sue. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah. I don't know. It's just beautiful. I just picture a little cute little girl, you know, maybe 7 or 8 years old. It's not, who's not 10 going on 20 years old, that just loves her daddy and just trusts what he says and lets him know what she wants. And he says, yes, we can do that. It's just a beautiful, it's a relationship. And that's what we have with God. We have that kind of a relationship. Remember, he says, you have not because you ask not. Ask that your joy may be full. You know? So we need to ask. But we also need to speak things that are not as though they were and put it out loud, say it. Speak those things out loud. I don't really believe in silent prayer. Not really. I believe it should be out loud. So, thank you, Sue. That's really good. And tonight is Thursday, which means it's prayer request night. We talked about Pastor Scott last Tuesday and did a short prayer for him. Are there any other prayer requests that have made its way in?
There are. And I'm going to give you the opportunity while I pull mine up. Our beautiful friend Tricia piped in. Thank you, Ms. T. And said, I'm going to turn this over to you as I pull up the others. Asked if we could say a prayer for Houston and the devastation that has gone on there. She said her daughter was involved in that, and food and all sorts of complications were happening down there. So if you want to pray for that, Bruce, I'll go on to the others.
I'll tell you, we know that the hurricane Beryl, or whatever it was called, did come in. I thought it was going to come in around Brownsville, but evidently it came in and hit Houston. And I know from our contacts down there that electricity was off for a while and water was off. Don't know if that was the pumping stations or whatever, but yes, I believe it was a Force 1 hurricane, if I remember right, that actually came on shore. And, yes, if Trisha's daughter experienced difficulty with that hurricane, we pray for her and for all of the people that had issues with that hurricane coming coming in and with water and flooding and with destruction of homes, furnishings, etc. We just pray that recovery is underway already. I know Texas is great at recovery. I know power companies are probably there restoring all power if it hasn't been already. And I know the water from the pumping stations has to be delivered. So we just pray that the people that have experienced loss in Texas, especially in the Houston area, are able to come back up, be restored, their homes rebuilt, and this might be an area for us. It could be rebuild Texas, rebuild Houston, whatever it looks like, for something for us to do as a project. And hopefully, Tricia, your daughter is okay. I hope there was no loss of life. I really have not been hearing anything specific from that. But we do think about and pray for the people in Houston and in the suburbs of Houston that have felt the damage of this hurricane. And we thank you that we have people that will help and do whatever needs to be done to restore Houston back to its normal position, its normal way of living. Well, thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you. We pray for all those people that have endured hardship as a result of the hurricane, and we thank you for what you're doing to restore them in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Trish, for bringing that up.
Do you want me to continue?
Yeah. Yes, please.
Okay, so we have a prayer request from Pastor Scott.
Okay.
And no moving of headphones, if we may.
Sorry, adjustment. Sorry.
I know. Even though I still need prayers, I'm home today and begin home health tomorrow, but my prayer is for all Big Call Universe who have ailments of any kind. People all across the globe who need help with anything. Nothing is too big for God. I pray for favor for Big Call Universe. Your prayer is already answered by the blood of Jesus. Believe it and your healing will manifest. Love you all. My therapy is going well.
Oh,
be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Wow. It's coming from a very good position of faith, knowing that anything that has happened to us, God has already provided the healing for it in the person of Jesus Christ. That has already happened, and we can take on that healing and receive that healing now. As soon as something like that happens, we can speak that and take that on. That's the beauty of having the name of Jesus above every other name and to have the healing touch. He came to heal those that were lost, and he's doing that. He's came to heal and give us wholeness of health, wholeness of body. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Much continued healing with your art. Yeah. Okay.
Taking a minute here. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. And thank you to Jeannie and to Pastor Scott. Cheer up the lonely day, Thursday, 7/11/24. Organize a get-together today to help get the word out and spread the spirit of friendliness. All American Pet Photo Day, Thursday, 7/11/24. Snap, snap, snap. Give your pets the paparazzi treatment on this day. Now, can you imagine, like, okay, it's pet photo day. We got to do it today or else.
Sue, did you happen to get a photo of a certain person's pet today?
Yes, I did. And I wrote, yes, I thought that was so fun. I said, animal lover, a friend of Bruce's sent me Bruce petting his kitty. And I said, wise man animal lover is what it was. I know, that's fun. National Simplicity Day, Friday, 7/12/24. As Henry Thoreau said, as you simplify your life, the laws of the universe will be simpler. Oh, that's so true. That was in our class. Right, Podsters? Etch a sketch day. Remember, Etch-a-Sketches is an annual event that celebrates the retro toy. Wow, that would take you right back to 7.
Wow.
Virtue of the day, joy. Oh, my favorite. The virtue of joy is a long-lasting state beyond happiness that is not dependent on external circumstances to be sustained. It is possible to be suffering and experience joy at the same time. The flames of joy can be fanned in our hearts with gratitude and service to others. Joy is the fruit of appreciation. If you wish to stir joy in your soul, thank God for all the ways He's blessed you. The other way to flood our souls with joy is love by lovingly serving others in need. That was really good, Jeannie. Thank you. Today we pray to our Heavenly Father for the following. For all the leaders and millions of listeners on the Big Call, for their health, well-being, and finances, for Pastor Scott and Bruce's health improvement, for all the people affected by hurricane, tornadoes, and floods, also praying for med beds to be available very soon for everyone, for RV blessings, R&R, and SS increases. Can we talk about that a little bit, Bruce? I'd be interested in that. And maybe just where it is right now. And great stewards with all the blessings and peace to all on this call through Christ our Lord. Amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed weekend and stay safe. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Appreciate that. Yeah, that's cool. I like the idea of take a photo of your pet day today. And it just so happened that we did. That was good. I didn't even know that was the day. Yeah, thank you, Jeannie. Very good, as always. All right, Sue. Any other prayer requests? No.
No.
Let's go. Let's slide right into your segment. And I know that you finished up your first class tonight. Tell us how that went. And then tell us anything else that you can before we go to Bob for his segment.
You know, I'm going to be really raw and transparent. I didn't really over-prepare for my segment, so I'm going to keep it kind of short. But I am going to bring up what the topic is of our current class, which is humanitarian startup clarity, surprising new keys to surpass startup norms. And I'm just going to say something really quickly. I want everybody to notice I started the class, Bruce and Bob, with how many people had been in a startup. Like, what is it? We've all been in startups. Anytime you start something new. But like a project startup, And it was really interesting to see the spectrum of people and what they had experienced. But I would say the majority of people had been under a lot of pressure financially, internally, and what I can give you on the call is that, and I've noticed this from 9.5 years of working one-on-one with people, 31 years working with people in high stress and startup situations, ask yourself, how could I create this beautiful image, this picture of what I want to do for the world through my project? Like, mine is water. And I raised my hand on my own class and said, you know, I've spent about 5% of my time imaging my project. I mean, a lot before, but just recently. And so if you can create an image and walk with that image in the next 3 to 5 days, and like literally live. I used to walk down the street and think to myself as I'm passing older people and say, my team and I, you don't know this. I would literally project this. I would project that as I was walking by, their age and their disease went away. And I would think to myself, you don't know this, but my team and I are the people that are releasing aging and disease as a normative condition. Think about what your project, you don't know this. Try walking out into the world with that. And watch what that does. Just like Jeannie said, watch what that does to your sense of simplicity and resting in Christ, and what that does to your ability to know so clearly what Rebuild America is going to do. See the end image of people being in happy homes and lots of regenerative, meaning the water's running down the streets the right way, the plants are blooming, the birds are singing. We listen to very special music designed to with nature and birds and really beautiful, radiant frequencies. And what that can do to change the stress, because you're going into the part of your brain that sees the whole picture. There's a process version of this too, but with the vision, you're going to be able to walk into a room and own that room with your vision. And it's a very important way to get out of the stress of startup clarity. Of startups. Most people are trying to figure out the hows, and it's really about what's our vision and then getting the people, the who, in the room with you. And the best idea I have of all is if you're a person that, you know, this is, you are are God's baby. You're basically being taken out of the orphanage and you're being placed and asked, okay, how much do you love yourself with me in you, as you and me in each other? And I'm taking you out of the separation and the orphanage state you've been in all your life because you were surrounded by it. It was imprinted on you. You're not an orphan. You're deeply loved. Now, what will you need to learn your power to create not only your ideal life, but how to hold, how to practice, how to surrender to creating projects that will bring wholeness to the planet. How are you going to do that? Have you heard of this thing called the Golden Wisdom Bundle? It's designed to take all that complexity, or take complexity and order it in a simple, beautiful way. So you can stand back and go, wow, yeah, I need to know about the future of work. That's fun to contemplate. Yes, I do know what to do from the minute I walk out of the Redemption Center through the first 3 months of my life, my new life. It's kind of like the Golden Wisdom is really the new Golden Wisdom. It takes you out of that orphan state, that's separated, you don't have the whole picture state. And it's going to give you literally like a map and an experience and strategies to be practicing your new identity as this, I'm a child of God. I'm here to help everybody else know they're a child of God. I'm here to not look, to see the pain, but to see the healed vision and to be with people that are going to love, appreciate, celebrate, and commit and love creating the meaning of a healed vision. And that's what's in the Golden Wisdom Bundle. It's like a paint by numbers. You know, it's not complex. It's got incredible people on the call that are learning how to be designers of the future. And that applies to, it's not just your projects. It's you thinking from your ideal future self in Christ. Who do I want to be? How do I practice that? And then who's going to be along with me? And that really means, just like Bob said, and I'm about to wrap it up, it really means not being prisoners of the past. And here's the good news. Of course you can do that. Of course. Look around you. How many people have untrapped themselves from the past, their conditioning, and their habits? Do you think there's some things you might need to practice and know on a deep level? In a different state of mind, such as Christ-based meditation, that can accelerate that for you and build that into you faster than if you're just using your intellectual or 2,000 bits of information in your brain versus 400 million bits of information in your brain? It's kind of like going from regular aircraft to anti-grav, and it's going to be very well known in the future. So the Golden Wisdom Bundle, if you want to get it and you want to love yourself, is $300. And when I say love yourself, you're loving the pure childlike faith inside of you, and you're shaping and strengthening that faith to create the highest new standards for your life and for the lives of people around you. And for your projects. That's what it does. That's what it does. And it does it so well that people that are depressed or have ailments use it to get into the ideal state, and it energizes them. Hmm. That's kind of proof of the pudding right there. So
yeah.
It's not going to be available for and after this goes. So if you want it, I take Saturdays off. No messages, nothing goes out on Saturday. So if you want it, here's your shot. Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED Minds, at hushmail.com. And just put Golden Bundle 300
and put your name and your telephone number and that you have Cash App. And you're going to be able to literally go on a journey that's designed to make it simpler, clearer, remarkable for you, and remarkable for your family and for your projects. It's designed with the latest research, like 150 different sources, and it's just going to make it so that you're aligned with the best of what our future has, from emerging science, from Christ-based principles. Takes it all, and it makes it simple so that you have the best of the new learning and the new what is going to actually work, what is actually going to get Christ onto the planet through your body, through your nervous system, and through the way you move through this new journey. So that's all I have to say for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome.
Yep, that's really good. I love hearing about the first class, which was tonight. Love hearing about that. And I love the way that you talked about the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And it's just absolutely something all of us can benefit from listening to. So thank you for that, Sue. Beautiful. And now, as we move into Bob's area, Bob, what would you tell us that you wanted to mention Tuesday night that you felt like you wanted to do a segment on tonight?
Yeah, well, Bruce, thank you. And I first wanted to let people know, if you haven't heard or if you did, a reminder, we have a really great sale going on right now. And we have both our barley and our collagen on sale at the same time, 25% off. And we also have vitamin C on sale, 25% off. Vitamin C goes really well with collagen. It helps the peptides that are in the powder get assembled into the collagen protein so that it's really good for our skin and our nails and our joints, and it's really great helping with digestion as well. And just want to let people know that those are on sale. And then also, Bruce, we've been getting a lot of testimonials lately, and there's one that came in yesterday. This person's talking about the dynamic combo of barley and Boomer Boost. And the testimonial says, I had not used the boost along with the barley in a long time. And with an ankle injury, I knew I needed the additional nutrition. What a surge I have received from using this combo, and I know it's boosting my healing along with help from the Lord. Thank you, and may God bless you. And this other one is about Boomer Boost, and it's very simple. It just says, thank you for blessing me. This another one about Boomer Boost and barley. The person just got it a couple of days ago, and they're looking forward to giving us their testimonial. That's what I like. They call it a premature cognitive commitment. So here's another one that says, this is all in caps. Greetings, I love Boomers. The staff are knowledgeable, professional, and very helpful. My order was delivered promptly. I will be a Boomers customer forever. Blessings.
Wow. That's wonderful, Hunt. That's wonderful, Bob, to hear that.
Here's another one about Boomer Boost. says, I've been taking Boomer Boost for the last year and a half, and I would never want to go without it. I put all my faith in Boomer product's quality and the people that have shared this with us. Every time you have a special, I make sure I stock up so I won't go without. I have a nice stash of Boomer Boost, Gladiator Barley, probiotics, vitamin C, and a few other products. Thank you all for making it possible for us to have such great products we can trust. These are the best products anywhere for sure. This lady sent us a picture of herself out on her boat in the middle of this beautiful lake.
No, really?
Yeah. And we now have over 3,000 reviews on this platform. Bruce, 3,036 reviews.
Okay.
82% of them are 5 stars.
Wow.
And an average of 4.7.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific. That's amazing.
The other thing was, Bruce, I just want to talk a little bit tonight about something that's been in the news a lot lately, which is the issue of dementia and neurodegenerative disease. Lots of people have been exposed to watching the decline of a particular public figure that has many people worried, like, I hope that doesn't happen to me, kind of thing. Well, there's a lot you can do about it, and there's a lot we know about what creates such a decline. And one of the main things is poor circulation. And for some people, that's all it takes. If your microvascular circulation starts, you know, the blood flow starts to get compromised, that alone, and we know from a study at Cornell University, that alone can cause dementia. And so what do people need to do to keep their microcirculation healthy? Well, the first thing is you want to make sure that your body's free of toxins as best as you can. We're all exposed to toxins continuously throughout the day. And if you don't have a way to get rid of them continuously, what happens is the caustic nature of those toxins breaks down your tissue, including your capillaries, those tiny blood vessels. And so people need a strategy for detoxification. And what we know are the best two things people can use is our sprouted barley seeds, whether it's Gladiator barley or heirloom barley, and also the product we have called zeolite, which is a liquid. And you take drops, you put it onto your tongue, and it detoxifies heavy metals. The barley does a tremendous job of detoxifying you of pesticides, tire dust, certain other things that are floating in the air. And it's going to do a really good job of detoxifying your kidneys, which is really important related to dementia, because your kidneys are involved in regulating your blood pressure. And if you have high blood pressure chronically, it's going to damage your blood vessels, and it's going to make it hard for you to have proper circulation. The other things about circulation that are really important is, first off, you know, you're circulating oxygen in your blood and all the nutrients and supply of, you know, the fuel as well as the substrates that you need to make energy. And there are nutrients you need specifically for circulation, including arginine and phosphatidylcholine, both of which are in the Boomer Boost product. The other thing that people really need for great circulation is your muscles have to be working properly, because the contraction of your muscles and the strength that they contract and the frequency is helping to pump your blood. And so if people aren't exercising, if they're too old and frail to exercise, their circulation deteriorates very quickly, and that deterioration affects your nerves that are in your muscles, because the nerves need oxygen and nutrients as well. So you need to make sure that you stay strong, and what we know about helping people stay strong, and boy, we just got a testimonial on this the other day, a man that started taking our Myotrol, and then as we spoke to him, he also decided he wanted to try the Gladiator Barley, and literally within days, he could begin to see his muscles getting bigger. And that combination of Gladiator Barley and Myotrol will make a tremendous difference for your circulation. Myotrol also, Bruce, has a known effect to increase the levels of a hormone called erythrin. And erythrin is in very short supply in people with Alzheimer's disease. They, for some reason, lose the ability to constantly produce this hormone, which is in your cerebral spinal fluid. And we know now that people with Alzheimer's disease have very low levels of erythrin. And we don't know if it's the low level of erythrin causing Alzheimer's, or if someone gets Alzheimer's, it drops their erythrin, or if it's a combination. But we do know that Myotrol helps to increase your erythrin. The other thing is, for dementia, Bruce, we know that light has a very positive effect on your brain. And there's a company that's called Just Light, and that's their website, Just Light. And they make a light that's up in front of the FDA for approval for treating Alzheimer's disease right now. And you can get this light. They call it the sunflower. And basically, someone just sits in a chair, and you put this light that looks like a sunflower, and you put it on a desk or a pedestal behind the person, and shine the light onto the back of their head, and they're using this to help people with Alzheimer's. And people can see all about that special light by watching the podcast on our website. And if you put in those words, Just Light, or if you want to put in the terminology, it's called photobiomodulation. We did an interview, a two-hour interview, with the man who was the inventor of the sunflower. And you can learn all about it.
God, that's great.
And another really important thing to know about, Bruce, and there's a lot more we could go into how probiotics, you know, help make neurotransmitters and all that. But one other thing that's really important, and I've been doing this for almost 30 years, I've been helping people with dementia using the Fisher-Wallace stimulator, which used to be called the Liss stimulator. And Dr. Liss, Saul Liss, was the inventor, and he was the person that got the first ever approval from the FDA to invent a machine, an electrical machine, that was approved by the FDA to put on your head and run electrical current through your brain. And it's now called the Fisher-Wallace stimulator, because a man named Chip Fisher bought the company from Saul Liss's estate when he passed away many years ago, and he kept the company going, and you can get those. And it's below threshold, meaning when you put the device on your head, you don't feel anything. You kind of know that it's happening because it creates a little flickering in your eyesight, and you know that the electricity is going through. And it feels really great. It changes the electrical potential both at the synapses, where the neurotransmitters ride across from a supply cell to a receptor cell, and it increases the potential in the receptor cell as well. And it's FDA approved for treating depression and anxiety. And quite often, Bruce, when people show symptoms of dementia, it's being caused by depression. And when we used to have patients admitted to our nursing home where they had come to us with depression from the hospital, people get depressed when they're in a hospital and they start to exhibit signs of dementia. And so they would come with this dual diagnosis, depression and dementia. And we would always first treat their depression, and 9 times out of 10, their dementia would go away.
Hmm.
And that Fisher-Wallace stimulator I was just mentioning, if you use that in combination with a couple of things, one is tryptophan, which you can buy at your health food store. We don't sell it at Boomer's. And the other is Aloe Vera Immune, which is a product that we carry, and it helps you to make new adult stem cells. And those stem cells, some of them, will be converted into receptor cells in your brain for things like dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine. And many times when people have depression that's showing as dementia as well, they don't have enough receptor cells in their brain. But when you stimulate your bone marrow, particularly in your nose, to make more stem cells, they'll migrate and they will morph into all different types of brain cells, including the receptors for your neurotransmitters. And between that and the tryptophan, which is the precursor to serotonin, an official Wallace stimulator, you can help people with depression almost every single time. And it goes, I go all the way back to remembering talking to Dr. Liss on the phone. He wants me to meet him at a particular person's house. He's going there with his stimulator. He wanted me to bring some tryptophan along with a product that was called StemEnhance, which mm-hmm. is a precursor to the Aloe Vera Immune. And
right.
we would go
mm-hmm.
and we would treat the person's depression with cognitive therapy, and we would provide them with a stimulator and tryptophan and StemEnhance. And the people would get better almost immediately. And still to this day, you can get that protocol. You can actually get it more easily and for cheaper than it was back in those days. And so that's, Bruce, what we have. If we have a podcast on dementia. We also have a podcast on circulation that people can watch.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they can always call us to take advantage of that sale I mentioned with the barley and the collagen, vitamin C.
Yep.
And they can call if they have questions about dementia or anything else, and we'll be happy to help.
Well, I think that's terrific, Bob. That's really good. And I'm excited about the podcast. I think those are going to be great to give people that knowledge and see those podcasts. But to get to Bob's website, all you do is go to bigcalluniverse.com. And then when you get on our homepage, you'll see a banner that says Boomers. It's a direct link to Bob's site. So you click on it, it'll take you right into Bob's site. And you can go down to the footer and look at those podcasts and bring those up. That's really going to be good. I love anything having to do with a Fisher-Wallace stimulator. I like the fact that it kind of lights up your brain and activates your synapses, and it sounds terrific to me. And yeah, and then of course the podcast on dementia. That's a very good thing for us to be aware of. For other people, maybe older folks, our own family, parents, grandparents, aunts and uncles. And that's a wonderful piece of research that you've put together, Bob. Sounds excellent. And the phone number to call is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. And that's good 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. So be sure to check out the sale that Bob was referring to. 25% off on either heirloom barley or gladiator barley, and the collagen product and vitamin C. So that's a great order right there, just getting those. And obviously, if we have aloe vera immune, that's another good product to pick up, as well as, you know, anything else you like. But I think that's great, Bob, that you made those podcasts available and we can go down and look at those. That's great. Any other last-minute things, Bob, before we cut to Intel?
No, I think that's it for tonight. It's 10:15, Bruce.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Bob. All right. Man, that was good. I like that. Now, let's go back and see where we are from last Tuesday, 2 days ago. We had some information. We were talking about getting clarity on the email that was going out to the Redemption Center leaders. Well, it ends up, we didn't know exactly when it was going to be sent out or when it would be received by the leaders at the Redemption Centers throughout the country, but we found out today it was received, at least from two Redemption Centers that we know of, it was received at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Is it today? And anyway, it was picked up at 5 o'clock, which was great. So the next thing is, I'll let you know about that email in a minute. But we also heard information about meetings going on. And there's a meeting going on, or was going on this evening, maybe over now, but it was going on this evening up in Reno with principals that are deciding when to pay out the bondholders and possibly the private groups and possibly the platform trades. That was being decided today at that meeting in Reno. We did get that. We also heard that on the timing of this, from another source, that everything would start Saturday night and culminate on Sunday, the 14th. And I'm thinking, okay, what do they really mean by culminate? What does that mean for us? Not sure. But I know that the email that came out to the Redemption Center leaders, it was describing the fact that we would get our notifications either Saturday Sunday or Monday. And we'd be notified either Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. That was pretty much part and parcel. That was referring to Tier 4, A and B, us, the internet group. Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. Now, we also found out that there's another meeting tomorrow in Reno at 10 a.m. in the morning, Reno, Pacific time, that would determine that that meeting would, I don't know how long it'll go. Let's say it's 2 hours. Let's say it's from 10 to noon. Let's say it goes till 1. Whenever it is over, the releases for us and the rest of the shotgun start. And the shotgun start we talk about is really for Tier 4. That's for us. I think the bondholders and the privates and the platform trades, I think those are kind of on their own and could start anywhere from tomorrow to Sunday. But those of us in Tier 4, and especially 4B that are in the internet group, we should be looking to be notified by email with the toll-free number inside either Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. From that, and I can tell you, we've got a nice solid rate on the dong, on the Redemption Center screens. We've got an increase in the, what they called package rate on the dinar. I'm not so sure what that might be packaged with, but the package rate was, gosh, it went up $5 just in one day, trading up. Now, let me pause for a minute and say certain people out there in online are suggesting that you go and exchange at banks. And they even made the comment that you could exchange at banks, get 30% of your total, and make 30% interest at the bank. Nope, that's not true. That's a falsehood. And you would be far better off to use your toll-free number to call and set your appointment for the Redemption Center. I can tell you right now, the Redemption Center rate that will be offered on the dinar is a contract rate. And it is way higher than we all anticipated. That is going to be available to us. My understanding is if you're a U.S. citizen, you will be offered that rate, which is fantastic. Now, I see no reason to try to do any exchanges at the bank as long as you have a toll-free number to call to set up your appointment at the Redemption Center. You've got a 30 to 35 minute window to exchange. It's going to go very fast, and it'll go quickly for you in and out, and they're going to give you a Q phone, a new satellite phone, when you exit, along with a list of perks that you can go through and see how many of those you want to take advantage of. I mean, guys, it's an absolute great idea to go through. They will count and verify your currency. They will let you know what your rates are going to be. You can do a very, very quick presentation on the projects that you want to do. It's going to be wonderful. and they are as excited to have us in there as we are to be there. So I don't want to hear of anybody that's been listening to the Big Call for 13 years or 2 years or 1 year to fall for some scheme of going to the bank to get exchange, because the bank rates are not going to be the same as the rates that we have on the screens at the Redemption Center. We know that because of the people that we know are at the Redemption Centers that can also see the bank screen rates. And there's no comparison in some cases. So make sure that you watch your emails over the next, I don't know that they would come out on Friday, but it's possible you could get them Friday night or Saturday, and it could very well be that we get these and start and set our appointments on Saturday. But remember, Saturday, Sunday, or Monday, and we will be all getting in there before Tuesday, or by Tuesday, let's say, by Tuesday. So this is what I'm being told, and I think this is a really good thing for us to have. Now, right now, before it gets too late, you should consider very strongly ordering the Golden Wisdom Bundle. And you get that by sending Sue an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and then put in the subject line Golden Bundle 300 and use Cash App to pay the $300, and then also let her know in the email that you have what your name is and a cell phone number so she can text you if she needs to text you. Most everything she does is coming by email, all coming to you by email. And the Golden Wisdom Bundle, those 20 classes of 5 different courses you listen to at your own pleasure. And you get those downloads by email. And Sue sets all that up so that you get all of that by just sending that $300 to her so she can get that out to you. It's absolutely crucial that you get this information before we get started on everything. This is going to give you a great heads up and a great way to prepare for what you're about to walk into. It's a great idea. So please, I urge you to take advantage of that so it absolutely prepares you for everything that we need going forward. All right? So, again, don't pay too much attention to the blogs. There's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of stuff that is just old stuff, cabal stuff. Something was said about they've already started in South America. No, they haven't. I mean, that goes back months ago that that came out. No. We're all going together, and we're all going very soon. And I'm excited about this weekend. I'm very excited about it. And don't know whether it'll be Friday night or Saturday or Sunday or Monday, but whenever the emails come out, we're going to respond, set our appointments, and get exchanged. So let's look at that. Let's look at having a great weekend. That's why I call this sort of a pre-celebratory call. And let's pray the call out with childlike faith. Lord God, we just thank you so much for all that you've given us and provided us with even so far over these last 13 years. Thank you for the people that are helping to initiate the call. Thank you for Sue, for Bob, for GCK, for Jeannie, for Pastor Scott and his continued healing. Lord, thank you for healing all of us that need it, all of us. And thank you for this information that came out tonight. Thank you for the emails that are coming to us. Thank you for blessing us with this incredible blessing. We thank you for it. We love you. And we look forward to moving forward together in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.